Welcome to Magic with Gadgets, brought to you by RecipeThis.com. I am Samantha, your host, and love to chat about the magic of kitchen gadgets for easy, delicious, and cheap everyday cooking. Did you know that we have a free air fryer mini course? It runs for 5 days, is delivered by email, covers 5 important air fryer beginner topics, and includes a free PDF and free recipes. Simply head over to recipethis.com and search mini course for full details. Why is my air fryer smoking? You're in the middle of dinner and your smoke alarm goes off and it's driving you crazy and you feel like Phoebe out of Friends trying to shut it up. You look over and see how much your air fryer is smoking and that your kitchen is filled with smoke and you want to know, well, why is my air fryer smoking? Well, there is a simple cause and let me explain it to you now. It comes down to just A or B. A, you are cooking food that is too fatty, or B, you left your air fryer dirty with old oil. Now, back to A. The biggest causes of this is cheap sausages. Cheap sausages really do make your kitchen be filled with smoke, and we learned this the hard way when we very first got our air fryer. We had a favourite brand of sausages because we never knew any better. We never realised they were that bad. And even though, yes, we knew they were processed sausages, we'd never really given them much thought. And we used to use the same sausages, maybe cook them once or twice a month and loved them. And the first time we did them in the air fryer, yes, the smoke alarm went off. I could not believe the state of the air fryer afterwards. And I said to my husband at the time, oh, we can't cook sausages in the air fryer then. Because we just assumed that sausages was a bad food to air fry. Bearing in mind, this was long before anybody else was blogging about the air fryer. So we were like the first and we were kind of learning as we went, just like a typical air fryer beginner is. And we blamed the food. Roll on a few years and we put some proper traditional butcher's sausages in the air fryer instead. And there wasn't any smoke at all. And then we thought, well, maybe it was that Philips air fryer because it was the first one we'd had. And we thought maybe the air fryer was at fault. So what we did is we got the old fatty sausages we used to have and we put them in the air fryer. And again, we had a massive smoke problem. And we realised that smoke was the big problem here. And we looked at the fat content on both types of sausages and noticed that the sausages that had caused the smoke had 5 times the fat content to the butcher's sausages. So when you buy those really cheap supermarket sausages, hamburgers, you know, the really cheap frozen ones, the ones that you get a big bag of them for a silly price, the cheapest of the cheap, they are the ones that make the air fryer smoke. And there's too much fat in them. And what happens is as the fat drips off them, as they cook, it goes into the bottom, the air circulates and all that smoke goes all over your kitchen and sets off your smoke alarm. And we've also found over the years two other foods that are very much a smoke problem as well. And one of them is air fryer lamb ribs. Very delicious in the air fryer, but again, because lamb is a fatty meat and ribs are a very fatty type of meat, combined together, they do create a smoke problem. So when we do those, what we do is we open our kitchen window and have it so the air vent from the back of the air fryer is going outside and then this stops the smoke alarm. And then the other food that is a big, big problem is Beyond Burgers or the Beyond brand in general. So your Beyond Meat burgers, your Beyond Meat sausages, and I think they do meatballs as well. We've tried those and we can't believe how much our air fryer has smoked from them. And I had a closer look on the nutrition values and noticed that they are very high fat content. So the lesson learned here, or the takeaway from this podcast episode, is to avoid overfatty food in the air fryer because it will make it smoke. You know, so when you would normally spend a small amount of money on, say, really high fat ground minced beef, instead take it up to the next level so that you're going with a less fattier meat and it will be better. And I suppose it's the air fryer keeping you on your toes and reminding you that you shouldn't be putting the fattiest meat in the air fryer, and that the air fryer is for healthier eating, so make sure you put quality meat in your air fryer. And then back with B, forgetting to clean it. What happens here is that it's very much like the fatty issue, is that all that oil has gathered together in the bottom of the air fryer basket or in the drip tray below. And then what happens is, as the air fryer heats up to cook your next lot of food, the air circulation is circulating this oil, and not only is the oil going onto your new food, making your new food more oily than it should be, but it's also causing the smoke that you're seeing in the air. And what you need to do is to make sure you clean your air fryer more often, or if you're having oily food, is to make sure that oil has been cleaned out before you use it the next time. We've noticed this when we're doing a batch of videos for you for the YouTube channel, because what we'll do is we'll do 6 or 7 recipes in a row, and then all of a sudden we'll be noticing the smoke, and it's because of all the excess of the previous times, because, you know, we'd be doing 7 or 8 recipes, but we would never go 7 or 8 meal times before cleaning our air fryer. So we realised then, to be honest, to remember to clean the air fryer more and more in between recipes where we can. Or just think of foods that are very high in oil, or that has had a lot of oil dripping off them. If you leave that in the next time you cook, then you are going to have the smoking problem a lot more. The best solution there is, when you finish with the air fryer, fill it with some hot soapy water, leave it on the side for 20 minutes while you do the rest of your washing up, and then it's very easy to wipe clean, and it's so much better for you than ending up with an air fryer that needs scrubbing out because it hasn't been cleaned often enough. And those are the 2 points. So next time you are worried about your air fryer smoking, ask yourself, is it because the food is too fatty and you need to opt in future for less fatty food, or is it because your air fryer needs a clean? Well, that is a wrap. I recommend you head over to recipethis.com and check out all the kitchen gadget recipes. After all, there are more than 1,000 to choose from. Also, please, please, please leave us a 5-star review if you enjoyed the episode, because the more reviews means the more people will find us and learn about the magic of cooking with kitchen gadgets. We've also created an awesome podcast index for you at recipethis.com/podcast. You can grab all links mentioned, resources, and explore other episodes. Thanks again for listening, and ciao for now.